as we are short of cash on a regular basis. So I think that acquisition by Mickey was pretty out of place. I have done analysis, projections, PowerPoint presentation of budgets, actual to budgets, line by line, for the WBI local board and for the National Finance Committee for years. Until I realized that it didn't seem like they did care too much about it, and I stopped doing the work because it takes about 40, 50, 60 hours to put that together, and no one pays attention to it. So I just keep it in my head. And so that's what I have to say.
And let me just add that, to be fair, I think any of our general managers, if they were asked about specific line items on the budget without having a copy of the budget in front of them, might be hard-pressed to answer those questions.
Although I must say that I know most of them.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, the budget format has been changed last year or a year ago for EFRIN. So the way the budget used to be formatted has been changed. So I just kind of stayed out of it, and then left it to the local finance committee and the business manager to put the budget together. The budget really is not a big deal. Most of the thing on the budget is the projection on the budget is deciding how much money you're going to make per day on the drive and how many days of drive you're going to have. The expenses throughout all the stations are almost the same all the time. They don't go up or down by that much. So unless you have some grants, a few little extra things to add to the revenue, you know, the budget doesn't change. It's almost the same. Only thing that changes in the budget is basically how much money you make per day on your drive. And that's usually where the local finance committee is supposed to challenge the general manager. And the discussion was between the general manager of the finance committee and the national finance committee, where they discuss what is that number going to be based on the past couple of years, and what is the hope of how that's going to increase. And besides that, the budget is the same, just about the same. Except for the get rid of 19 employees. So that reduced payroll expenses and that reduced our health benefits. But it's been probably 3 years now since that happened. So our budget for the past 3 years is basically steady. Source of income, which is the fund drive, is the only thing that needs to be discussed. And that's a legitimate concern. And I'm pretty sure that there were discussions last year about what that number should be. And in fact, last year I actually gave the local finance committee the budget, and I told them to make the decision of what the budget is going to look like. And then they created a budget that had a deficit, and that they thought was more realistic. Was it not right, Paul? Paul?
Paul for Strack here?
Yeah, Paul, go ahead.
Yeah, well, let me say that, yes, you have at times said, okay, here, let that local finance committee do the budget, and then you didn't show up for meetings. So it was hard for us to say, well, let's just make up numbers out of our heads with nobody here who could say, how does that sound? So, you know, anyway, that's a fact. And really, if anybody wants to listen to old National Finance Committee meetings, you can certainly hear the WBAI treasurer talking about the daily tallies that are projected and how they're overinflated. I mean, I'll say this, for the last December when the NFC finally passed the WBAI budget for FY17, I voted against it because it's got unrealistic listener support revenue and other problems with it. So, there are problems with figuring out what the revenue from on-air fundraisers will be, but there's there are other problems as well. And yeah, if you look at it realistically, it is a deficit budget, because if you look at WBAI's actuals for the past number of years, they've all been deficits. So nobody should be realistically coming up with a surplus budget at this point in time. It would be extremely unrealistic to do so without some kind of big windfall coming out of the sky. That's it.
All right. So point of information, Apple, what other problems are with the budget besides the revenue for projection for the fund drive?
There are various questions that have been asked. I mean, a lot of it does relate to the lumping of stuff. We've also got issues with, at times, management putting the Saturday morning ticket donations, as we should call it, into listener support, which we know is not supposed to happen. We've also had various questions about things like consultants and some lines for consultants, and where are we getting the money from to pay yet another consultant? And, you know, we have not gotten answers to those, and the consultant issues are expenses. And one of the questions has been specifically, how, Berthold, are you going to make this work if your expenses are so far ahead of your revenue? And that has managed to spark some problems in the local finance committee issue meetings. You don't like the question, but it's there. And so there's that. So there are a couple of more right off the top of my head. I could probably go through. Hey, if anybody wants to, there are treasurer's reports that are written, and you can read a lot of details about this. So there you are. Any further questions, Virtual, for me?
Sure, I have a lot of questions for you. But this would be more like going back and forth. I don't think it's fair to these people. But what I can tell you is, like, most of the consultants are, our program director is booked as a consultant. When we're doing fund drive, people at the national office or at KPFK, I don't want to say names, to give us a pitch fund drive, because WBI producers are not giving us enough fund drive, we pay them as consultants. When we pay someone maybe a few hundred dollars a week to come and help us pitch, we put that as consultant. Our webmaster, who makes $1,500 a month, that's booked as consultant. You have all the consultant numbers. They're pretty clear who those people are. The consultant, in fact, hopefully this is a very confidential phone conversation. The consultant is...
We're on an open call, Berthold.
Okay. Well, the
this
way
is
the,
an open
well,
meeting.
Okay.
Yeah, the way the
consultant...
We can't get into
is almost,
names and details.
Well, it's a very good way... The way we have managed the consultant situation was a very good way of saving us money, because a lot of that money should have been going into paying employees and health benefits and all that kind of stuff. And so the idea of talking about consultant being an issue is actually very hypocritical, because everyone knows who the consultants are. You know, this guy who comes and cleans the place for a very small amount of money and all of that stuff. It's all there. It's all detailed. So, you know.
I have to say that we have had questions certainly in the past about this, and we are getting more answers, but certainly in the past we've had questions about, we've had lumps also of consultants. And I remember saying, what is this? All right. Go ahead, Alex.
We're getting involved in all sorts of details that involve questions from the local finance committee, and it's a little bit.
I sent this committee a spreadsheet of all the consultants and their names and their functions from October 2014 to present, and I can do that. And you know, by tomorrow when I get to the office, I can do that. It would take me 10 minutes. It's right
well,
there.
Okay, that'd be good. On the other hand, could you also give us information about who authorized some of these expenditures?
Who authorized any expenditures? Okay, so bottom line here is that I was here on my own in New York, so I was running this by myself. There was no authorization. I was managing this by myself, managing the, you know, being on the red, managing how to take cash from this place to that place. There was no authorization or anything, ever. And that's how it went until Bill came in, the picture, Ann and Sam, and then the Bill became more involved, and then Bill gets every single email about every single detail that actually is telling me I have to send me out the details. I asked Bill on the phone right now. So, you know, it depends on who is managing at the national level at the time. Bill gets everything. Sam gets everything. Sam tells me, you don't have to send me everything. Just copy the other people at the national office. So now we get to talk to them about that. But before that, I was on my own.
The station has to run, and somebody has to make decisions whether or not the national office is doing is playing its role or not. I think bills have to be paid, decisions have to be made. So that actually makes sense.
All right, but we have limits. The NFC and the PNB have passed limits on what a general manager can unilaterally pass on. And things like a $10,000 retainer for a contract is way above the discretion of any GM. So, yes, there are various issues. We don't have to go into them here, but I hope on August 10th the GM shows up for the local finance committee meeting.
Okay. We hear you, Paul. I think we have to move on from this topic. Unless there are any doesn't relate to WBAI's profit and loss statement. If not, let's move on.
Nancy,
does your question relate to WBAI's profit and loss statement?
Well, I wanted to know what percentages Tower is operating at, and if that affects any of the income, any of the revenue.
What percentage does the tower represent out of the total?
What
revenue?
Percentage of the power, what's the percentage of the transmitter's capacity are you operating at?
We're operating at 100%.
You're at 100%.
When we have a signal, apparently it's been going out every once in a while recently.
Yeah, there's been a lot of problems.
Then that's not 100%.
Well, it has something to do with the phone lines or something. I don't know.
Uh-huh. What percentage is it out?
Probably, I'd say 2 days this past 3.5 months, 4 months.
2 days in the last 3 months?
Yeah, 4 months, 2 to 4 months. It was out twice because there was a power shortage at Verizon in that area. So... That's was Verizon power shortage, which it happened last week also. The power shortage for like 6 hours, 5 hours.
So that's about 5% of the time.
Yeah.
3 to 5% of the time. Okay, and the rest of the time you're at 100% power. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, I think we really have to move on. The next topic, we're still on the same agenda item, but we wanted to continue reviewing the P&L statement, and we never got to KPFA. Bertold, you can get off the call now, because I think we're done with WBAI.
Okay, I thought Bill was on the stack. I thought Bill was going to say something. I wanted to hear.
Oh, there was somebody else on the stack. I didn't hear it.
Yeah, Bill.
Yeah, Bill Corsair.
Bill. Oh, okay. I'm sorry, I didn't hear it. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, thanks. Yeah, at least the last two outages were Verizon problems. And, you know, I've talked to some of our technical people about, can we get a backup? And yes, we probably can, but that costs extra money. But we are looking into that. But, you know, if we have a backup so that we're not dependent on Verizon, it's going to cost some more. But we hope we can arrange something like that. But we've got to figure out how to afford it.
Well, if the fund drive makes in $12,000 a month, and it's, you know, it's a percentage, just a small percentage of that, that's extra, then prevent you from being out on one day during a fund drive. Might be worth it.
What's, it's $12,000 a day. Let's not keep repeating $12,000 a month.
I'm sorry, $12,000 a day. Thank you.
Yeah.
Were any of those outages during a fund drive?
Yes.
It wasn't a whole day, though.
Yeah, it was 4 hours, I believe, one day. And then last drive, it was probably 7 hours. It was at night, starting at 2 o'clock in the morning or something like that. Went until, like, 10 o'clock in the morning, about.
So that's about $3,000, $4,000. How much does the extra cost?
Okay. Any more questions?
I don't remember offhand.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Does anybody else have any further questions? I should note that we are running out of time. I didn't hear. Is there anybody else who has any questions? Okay. We don't have much time, but according to our agenda, we next have KPFA to review. Do we have a report from the KPFA treasurer?
No.
No, meaning the treasurer is not here, or what?
No, there's no report. I'm here, but I don't have a report prepared.
Okay. Is there anything you want to discuss in relation to the P&L statement as it relates to KPFA?
I don't have it in front of me, unfortunately. Maybe
okay,
next
well,
month.
I guess we should... We could take
right.
it up next time.
Okay, I can tell you that I've reviewed these statements periodically though, and I should probably have them in front of me so that I could go over it in detail because I'm sure the generalities are not all that meaningful to anyone.
Okay, let's defer that discussion then until the next meeting.
All right.
Okay. Then we have I don't know, Bill, are you able to say anything about PRA or the National Office P&L statement? You're the only one who could possibly give us any information on that.
Well, you know, other than what was in the spreadsheet that was sent out a few weeks ago, the PRA is actually doing pretty well. Pacific Arty Archives and the affiliates were actually doing better than, in terms of net revenue, than maybe any of our stations. I can't remember now. I'll have to compare that again. But, you know, overall the revenue is not, you know, a huge amount, but it's positive. So. PRA's been very busy supporting the other stations with fund drive premiums. And they have a very small staff. They have about 40 people, and they've been really busy churning out those 64 gigabyte USB drives and other thank you gifts that have been very popular. And they're helping a lot of the stations make money also.
And, okay, anything you can say about the National Office P&L statement?
No, and I can't remember any of the details of that.
There's a lot of red in it.
I'm looking up right now. I mean, the trouble with the P&L statement is it doesn't show cash flow. And what's really hurting the National Office especially is cash flow because shared services payments, central services, are booked as they are accrued, and the income statement, the profit and loss statement, does not show actual cash flow. So stations are really, it's really critical for the national office to get that revenue, because that's how they pay their bills and pay their employees and pay for, we did get to have that special fundraiser for the audits on March 2nd. We still have money left in that, but I'm not sure we'll have enough to get through the FY16 audit from that. And we also have, the shared services pay for payroll processing and insurance and HR services and lots of other things. So that's what's really making a difference. So it's not here from the topic of loss statement, but we do need to make sure that all stations pay for the shared services.
Well, maybe we should defer that discussion until Sam is able to get back on a call with us, whenever that'll happen.
Yeah. Mansoor, would like to be on STAC.
Mansoor would like to be on STAC.
Thank you. Bill, can you talk about HR and what's going on with that? And I think you mentioned previously you had hired somebody. Could you give us more details?
The national office does have a new part-time HR consultant. And, yes, she's available to help, all the stations with HR.
On what level, or what is it that she can?
Well, things like benefits, retirement, COBRA, new employees.
Sexual prevention, harassment. Discrimination training.
I think that's correct. She's only been there a couple of weeks or so. So I don't know exactly, but she does have background in for some other corporations handling employees. So,
that's a 20 hours a week?
Sure. I don't know exactly how many hours, but I know.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Are there any further comments or discussion?
Art Paul for a fast question.
Yeah, go ahead, Art Paul. We're almost out of time, but something fast.
I agree. So this was just PRA in the national office, right? So we're going to go to consolidated P&L now? Just so I can keep track.
I'd like to, but I don't think we have time.
Let's go.
I think it would make more sense to wait until the CFO is on the call, but if anybody wants to say anything about the P&O, the consolidated, Bill, since you're the only one from the national office here, do you have anything to say about the consolidated P&O?
Not offhand. If I can answer questions, I'll try. We're showing a net revenue of about $500,000 so far this fiscal year, but for the consolidated, that's what I'm just looking at. Okay. But that depends on making sure everything's reported properly. And for example, we talked about WBI not having all of the power expense, reported properly. I'm not sure what else might be. So these are sort of preliminary figures. I'll point out also, typically, revenue is not as high in the last part of the fiscal year over the summer. So usually we do better in the first 9 months of the year and the last 3 or 4 months of the year.
Bill, you're very muffled. Could you stand closer?
We can hardly hear you, Bill.
Off my headset now. So I'm just saying that the last few months of each fiscal year usually do not do as well as far as revenue. And so even though it's showing about $500,000 of net revenue so far for this year, that will probably decrease. Plus there's also expenses. Some expenses apparently have not been properly recorded, just like we talked about with the tower rental expense for WBAI. I think I believe that Bertholdt indicated was off by about $185,000 because some of it was not recorded. And I don't know what else. This is still preliminary. So I don't know if that helps or not.
Okay.
But the cash flow, again, is not represented here. So the national office, I know, is doing worse than indicated because of the fact of the a lot of the shared services payments have not been made. But they're recorded as expenses to the station and revenue to the national office because they're accrued. But that doesn't mean that the money's actually been transferred.
I understand.
But those are net zero for the consolidated because those are internal transfers.
Okay. Yeah. Any further questions on this item?
I don't understand that. You said they're internal transfers, but isn't each budget like it's standalone budget, like national office is a standalone budget. Each station is a standalone budget. So although the expenses are reported on an accrual basis, and there's another place where when it's actually revenue to the station, if the central services were actually received by national office, that's actually on a cash basis, right?
Well, central services were accrual, and so
it's an accrual on the expense side, but on the revenue side for national, I understood all the revenue was supposed to be on a cash basis. So if it was actually a central service payment that was actually made, it should be shown as cash.
Bill, can I respond?
No. No?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't think that's correct, Nancy. I know the listener support is booked as cash on a cash basis rather than accrual. I know it's kind of a weird accounting thing, but this was something that was done many years ago, I think, at the request of an auditor. I'm not sure. But I believe all the central services, the shared services, are reported on an accrual basis, both for revenue and expenses. So they're revenue for the national office, but they're expenses for the station. But at any rate, it's an internal transfer, so it doesn't produce any net gain or loss to the foundation. I'm not sure, though, but I think they're reported on...
No, but we're not talking about the foundation. We're talking about national office budget.
Well, I'm just saying, I think they're recorded on an accrual basis. I think it's only listener support and maybe grants and things like that that are reported on cash basis.
This is one of the big pitfalls we've been running into for years, especially when you're brand new to the NFC and you step in it by saying, well, my station has paid all this central services. And then somebody says, oh, no, that's accrued. That happened to me years ago. It happens to everybody just about. And it drives some people of the WPAI Local Finance Committee crazy because we have a mix of cash and accrual. And it really, I really wish Pacifica would, go on a different basis rather than mixing them. But yes, the stations' P&Ls look like we've had X amount of money paid out, but it isn't necessarily paid out, and the national office looks like it got it. It didn't get it, and this is a problem. And I'm just going to say, I wish that somehow somebody would change this in Pacifica because it can drive you crazy. And I think in the past we've also had not only the central services being accrued, but some other things accrued. And I wish we would change that. That's all. Thank you.
Okay. Any further questions? If not, we can move. However, we are actually out of time. If anybody wants to make a motion to extend, we can entertain that. Otherwise, we need a motion to adjourn.
I'll motion to adjourn with one caveat that my apologies for being late because we have an event at KPFK tomorrow and I'm busy and I need to go work on that one. So I'll motion to adjourn.
We have a motion to adjourn. Are there any objections? Okay, this meeting is adjourned. Good night, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Good night.